Lesson 2. When money grew on trees. Do you wish that chocolate grew on trees? Well, it does. The trees are cocoa trees, and they grow in tropical countries. Of course, you wouldn't recognize the little pale-colored and bitter-tasting beans of the cocoa tree as chocolate, but they are the raw material from which candy bars are made. Cocoa trees were first cultivated in Central and South America, but are now grown in many other parts of the world, including West Africa, the Caribbean, and Southern Asia. They grow best in areas with a year-round temperature of around 80 degrees and an annual rainfall of 80 inches or more. Because the young trees need to be sheltered from direct sunlight, banana plants, which are taller, are often grown between the rows to provide shade. Pods as big as footballs grow from the branches and trunks of the trees. Inside each pod is a cluster of 20 to 40 cocoa beans, each inside its own thin shell. Workers cut the pods from the trees by hand and split them open to remove the beans, which are separated and stored in boxes for about a week. When the beans are brown and have a slight chocolate aroma, they are ready to be dried, either in the sun or in ovens. After the drying is completed, the beans are put in sacks and exported to countries all over the world. Now they are ready to be made into chocolate. First, the beans are roasted. This makes the shells brittle and easy to separate from the beans, which next are ground into a paste. This paste contains a lot of fat called cocoa butter, which is extracted. What remains is cocoa powder, used for making chocolate cakes, cookies, and puddings. The soft, sweet chocolate in candy is made by combining the cocoa powder with cocoa butter, sugar, and dried milk. The Spanish explorers who traveled through Central and South America in the 1500s were the first to introduce chocolate into Europe. The Aztecs, who lived in what is now Mexico, ground up cocoa beans and made the paste into a cold beverage. They must have thought it tasted bland because they mixed it with chili peppers and other spices. Not surprisingly, the name chocolate comes from an Aztec word meaning bitter drink. Montezuma, the Aztec king, seems to have had a craving for it because, according to Aztec records, he consumed up to 50 cups of chocolate a day. The Aztecs also used cocoa beans as money. A rabbit cost 10 beans, while a slave could be purchased for 100. That would have made the value of a human being equivalent to 10 rabbits. This may seem surprising, but here is something else to think about. The Aztecs really did live in a land where money grew on trees.